We welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible at this time and turn to the book of 1 Kings and turn to chapter 17. We're going to be talking on the program today about Elijah. The reason we're doing this is because we're studying about Jesus, and we have come to where he has ascended to the Mount of Transfiguration. And there, while he was in that mount, transfigured before his three disciples, there appeared with him Moses and Elijah. In the last class, we talked about the importance of Moses and how that he was a type of Christ, in that he gave up all the wonder and glory of Egypt to be with his own people and lead them to the promised land. And likewise, Jesus, he gave up all the glories of heaven to come and die on the cross for us, that we might go into heaven with him someday. And now we're going to be studying about Elijah and the significance of Elijah appearing to Jesus on that mountain. And so we're going to do some reading in the Old Testament about that story concerning Elijah. While you're turning to 1 Kings chapter 17, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now what I want us to do is to turn to Luke chapter 17 and beginning in verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the sojourners of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As Jehovah the God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before the Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, as I have commanded. And the ravens that I have commanded shall feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of Jehovah. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. And the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, Arise thee, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As Jehovah thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in the jar, and a little oil in the curse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it forth unto me, and afterward make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, The jar of meal shall not waste, neither shall the curse of oil fail, until the day that Jehovah sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. The jar of meal wasted not, neither did the curse of oil fail, according to the word of Jehovah which he spake by Elijah. First Kings chapter 17 and verse 17. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Thou art coming to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to slay my son. And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up to the chamber where he abode and laid him on his own bed. And he cried unto Jehovah and said, O Jehovah my God, thou hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son. And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto Jehovah and said, O Jehovah my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come unto him again. And Jehovah hearkened unto the voice of Elijah. And the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of Jehovah in thy mouth is truth. 1 Kings Chapter 18. And it came to pass after many days that the word of Jehovah came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself to Ahab, and the famine was sore in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, who was over the household. Now Obadiah feared Jehovah greatly, for it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Jehovah, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go through the land, unto all the fountains of water, and unto all the brooks, peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beast. So they divided the land between them to pass through it. And Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 7. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him. And he fell on his face and said, Is it thou, my lord Elijah? And he answered and said, It is I. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, Wherein have I sinned, that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As Jehovah thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom where my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not here, he took an oath of the kingdom and of the nation, that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it'll come to pass, as soon as I'm gone from thee, that the Spirit of Jehovah will carry thee whither I know not. And so when I am come to tell Ahab, he cannot find thee, he will slay me. But I, thy servant, fear Jehovah from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Jehovah? How I hid 100 men of Jehovah's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he will slay me. And Elijah said, As Jehovah of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. 1 Kings 18 and verse 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him. And Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Is it thou, thou troubler of Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandment of Jehovah, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore, send, and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the Asherah 400 that eat at Jezebel's table. 1 Kings 18:20. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together into Mount Carmel, and Elijah came near all the people and said, "How long go ye limping between the two sides? If Jehovah be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah to the people, "Ah, even I only am left a prophet of Jehovah, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us 2 bullocks, and let them choose 1 bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay on the wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of Jehovah, the God that answereth by fire. Let him be God." And all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, "Choose you 1 bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under." And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, "O Baal, hear us." But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped about the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing, or he's gone aside, or he's on a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened." And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. And it was so, when midday was past, that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening oblation. But there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. 1 Kings 18:30. And Elijah said unto the people, "Come near unto me." And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of Jehovah that was thrown down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of Jehovah came, saying, "Israel shall be thy name." And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Jehovah. He made a trench around the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid it on the wood. And he said, "Fill 4 jars with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood." And he said, "Do it the second time." And they did it the second time. And he said, "Do it the third time." And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening oblation that Elijah the prophet came near and said, "O Jehovah, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Jehovah, hear me, that this people may know that thou, Jehovah, art God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again." Then the fire of Jehovah fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their face and said, "Jehovah, he is God. Jehovah, he is God." And Elijah said unto them, "Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape." And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon, and slew them there. Well, we're going to continue in our next class reading more about this prophet Elijah, and discuss why it was that he would appear with Moses to Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration.